The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Sunday night, it's 9:04. I am P. Swan, and I am here bringing you Can't Stop the Music at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Big shout out to DJ Carlito for another excellent edition of If Music Could Talk. I enjoyed listening to that on the way in, and I hope you'll be savoring all the delights I have for you this week on Can't Stop the Music. Let's see, what do I have to tell you tonight? Well, it is Sunday night. It's the Sunday before our fun drive. You know, I'll be bringing you next week our regular Can't Stop the Music fun drive extravaganza, which is education, motivation, and inspiration. But this week we're going to kind of wander through some of my favorite themes. We're going to start with some covers. We're going to look at some inexplicable dance music, beloved, and scratch our heads and move our feet. And let's see, well, we've got some finance 101 back and reach it in the grab bag. So, you know, a little bit of everything. So stay tuned. I'll be here till 11 o'clock. But we are going to start with covers, and we're going to start with an oldie of an even older song, Tinui covering I'm a Believer.
Out to get me. Щоб дівчата позбігались.
If I'm wrong, I'm right. The dust. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Ooh, another one bites the dust. I'm ready for you. I'm standing on my own 2 feet. At the doorway, the bullets rip, repeating to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one's gone, and another one's gone, and another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Shoot 'em up to the moon. Bang bang, shoot 'em up 1, 2, 3. I wanted to be a spaceman. That's what I wanted to be. Now that I am a spaceman, nobody cares about me. Hey, Mother Earth, won't you bring me back down?
Stumbling our way through covers. That was The Roaches with Mark Johnson from a tribute to Harry Nilsson for The Love of Harry, Spaceman. Duncan Disorderly with Queens, another one, Bites the Dust, from a record that was has been very popular on our station, the Easy Stars Lonely Hearts Dub Band, doing a dub version of Fixing a Hole, and that featured Max Romeo. A Ukrainian cover of Highway to Hell by AC/DC. The group from the 80s was Volplai Vidopliasova, which is as close as I can get it. Despite my Eastern European roots, the accent has not stayed with me. And we started out with Tim Yui, I'm a Believer. WRAR thanks founding underwriter Exile, providing unique Halloween costumes, accessories, and decorations to Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the glass culture of tomorrow, carrying Manic Panic and special effects hair color, clothing, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street, open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 7. For more information, call 804-358-3348. And I also want to let you know that WRAR's Fall Fun Drive starts October 16th, this Friday. Don't wait. Go online, donate now, and you'll be invited to a special event at the station. Even better, you'll be the first to get the exclusive WRAR Fun Drive t-shirt. So support radio for the rest of us. Donate before the rest of us. Go online, WRIR.org. Also at WRIR.org, you will not only be able to donate, but you will be able to enjoy the details of my posts, which not only have a playlist, but features several humorous videos. And it will clue you in to the upcoming topic, which is not right yet. But, you know, I was out in public this weekend and last week quite a bit. Folk festival and other kinds of really swell activities. And I just thought, man, anybody sitting next to me, that guy there talking on his cell phone really loud during the quiet concert, I wonder if he's got H1N1 or just bad manners. So that really got me thinking. But we're going to continue with covers. Prozac for Lovers covering Jethro Tull's Aqualung. You can actually hear all the lyrics in this rendition, and it's done with much feeling.
Sitting on a park bench, eyeing little girls with bad intent. Snot running down his nose, greasy fingers smearing shabby clothes. Hey, Aqualung, drying in the cold sun, watching as the frilly panties run. Eating like a dead duck, spitting out pieces of his broken luck. Hey, Aqualung,
thank you.
eyeing little girls with that intent. Running down his nose, greasy fingers smearing shabby clothes. Hey Aquila, drying in the cold sun, watching as a frilly panties run. Dead duck, spitting out pieces of his broken love. Hey, Aquila. I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby. Hear every word I say. No one can love you the way I do, 'cause they don't know how to love you my way. You give me fever with your kisses, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. I'll never use, and just believe what my lips have to say. You give me fever. Will you kiss this fever when you hold me tight? Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night. Highlight when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. In the morning, fever all through the night.
brush my hair, I brush my teeth, I go to church.
You go to church.
I'm a really nice guy. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I open doors for little old ladies I have the eyes to see. I got no friends 'cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down and I'm feeling mean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. They say he's sick, he's obscene. I got no friends 'cause they read the papers.
You know
they can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down and I'm feeling mean. So no more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. They say he's sick, he's obscene. My dog bit me on the leg today. My cat clawed my eye. My mom's been thrown out of the society circle. My dad has to hide. I went to church incognito when everybody rose. The Reverend Smith, he recognized me and punched me in the nose. He said, no more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. They said, he's sick, he's obscene. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. They said, he's sick, he's obscene.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to dedicate this next song to the lesbians in the audience. In fact, I'm going to head out here, and I spotted some lesbians earlier, as I do in my pre-show deck check. I'm just going to pretend you guys are lesbians. Clearly you're not, because, you know, there's a dude, and, you know, but let's pretend for the sake of argument that they're lesbians for this song. All right, ladies and gentlemen? All right, is everyone picturing their lesbians? I know I am. It's a little song for the girls. I know you love me. I know you do. That's why every time I come around, she's all over you. Because don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't ya? Don't ya? Thank you, lesbians. Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't ya? Don't ya? Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we are in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. And something you see on the strip all the time are these crazy impersonator acts, you know, where they have people doing their impersonations of famous celebrities. And I thought it might be fun for me to sing some of this music for you with my fabulous talent as an impersonator, because I'm not only a lounge singer, I'm a master voice person. So now, with your permission, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sing this wonderful Pussycat Dolls song, and I'm going to channel some of the greatest entertainer singers in the world. Let's start by having me sing Don't Ya by the legendary 1960s folk singer, Mr. Bob Dylan. Are you ready?
Don't you wish my little girlfriend was hot like me?
All right, that was good. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, I gotta get some water for this one. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to do my impression of Don'tcha by the Pussycat Dolls, being sung by backup singer and vocal legend Mr. Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers.
Don't you think you're good, man? Don't you wish your girlfriend was hard like me? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was hard like me?
Boy, that's hard. That's hard on the balls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Don'tcha by the Pussycat Dolls has performed. Get ready. By Lieutenant Sulu, George Takei from Star Trek. All right, here we go.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me, Captain?
All right, that's the George Takei impression. All right, so what do? We did... Thank you. We did Bob Dylan, right, Bobby? And we did Michael McDonald, and we did George Takei. All right, I got the clincher. This is going to be fabulous. This is my impression of the song Don'tcha by Pussycat Dolls being sung by Bjork.
Richard Cheese made a point of telling you that is Don'tcha by the Pussycat Dolls from his live record Viva La Vodka, one of my really favorite cover artists and cover records. Much of that, though, is not FCC clean enough. And I have to ask you, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Before that, Pat Boone with No More Mr. Nice Guy, Tom Verlaine covering Fever, and Prozac for Lovers with Aqua Lung. It's 9:42. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. You can give me a call if you have something very nice to say at 804-649-9737. You can see my post on our website, WRIR.org. I have some special videos for you. I also want to invite you to join WRIR volunteers and donors for a nosh during our fall fun drive. Enjoy the generosity of delicious Richmond restaurants such as 8 and a half at 401 Strawberry Street, making red pizzas, white pizzas, and everything in between and all to go. And Savor, offering locally sourced food done right just across the river on the corner of West 7th and Porter Streets in historic Manchester. Come down to WRIR Studios at 1621 West Broad Street for breakfast, lunch, or dinner during the Fall Fun Drive Friday, October 16th through Saturday, October 24th. Be part of community radio and eat, break bread with community radio, or sometimes it's pita bread or rice or, oh, it's just bagels. It's always yummy. So I realized I like to play dance music. I especially like to play weird dance music. And, you know, we have on Saturday night quite a bit of electronic dance music. And some of the stuff I like's got some of those inauthentic fake beats. And so I made a special theme for what is going to be an additional segment for Can't Stop the Music. And right now it's, here's the theme. Did that get you in the mood? Are you jerking around, counting your beats, heartbeats per minute? Well, recently I came across Gio Da Silva's I'll Do You Like a Truck. And you, I put one of the videos on my post. He is from Romania, but the song is in the universal language of nightclubs, English. And if you go on the YouTube, you will see that he's got a whole bunch of versions of the song. I mean, there's a Balkan version of it, which I think is what I put up on the post. I put a straight dance mix of it. But I feel like I've really missed out on something momentous, and that is that, well, you know, you look at those posts, and there was over 3 million reads on one, you know, views on one of those posts, and almost 3 million on another of those videos. So I thought, where have I been? The universe is doing it like a truck, and I want to bring that to you. So Gio Da Silva, I'll Do You Like a Truck.
To you, oh, like a, that's right, oh, like a track, oh, like a, I do it like a track with me, oh, like a, I do it like a track,
one more time,
oh, like a, I do it like a track,
once again,
oh, like a, I do it like a track,
just you.
Like a track.
You and you and you and nobody.
I do it like a track.
Holy freak ball. macaron, yeah, macaron, no, chacarón, 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 chacarón.
Sounds silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Just a Beach Boys, just a band, the Sex Pistols, just a band, the Clash, just a band, Crass, just a band, Minor Threat, just a band, the Cure, we're just a band, the Smiths, just a band, Nirvana, just a band, the Pixies, just a band, Oasis, just a band, Radiohead, just a band, Block Party, just a band, the Arctic Monkeys, just a band, the next big thing, just a band, thou shalt give equal worth to tragedies that occur in non-English speaking countries as to those that occur in English speaking countries. Thou shalt remember that guns, bitches and bling were never part of the four elements and never will be. Thou shalt not make repetitive generic music, 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 thou shalt not pimp my rise, thou shalt not scream if you want to go faster, thou shalt not move to the sound of the wickedness, thou shalt not make some noise for Detroit. When I say hey, thou shalt not say ho. When I say him, thou shalt not say hop. When I say he, say she, say we, say make some noise. Thou shalt always kill.
Drop the bomb.
Did you have a good time? Yeah, that was my favorite act at the Folk Festival, dancing out there with thousands of people. I tell you, if you want peace on earth, give them a funk dance party. Treble Funk, Drop the Bomb. Dan Lasek versus Scroobius Pibb before that with Thou Shalt Always Kill. El Mudo with Chacarón Macarón. And Gia Da Silva with the newest Can't Stop the Music treasure chest find, I'll Do You Like a Truck. It is 10:02. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. There is a flurry of serious fun drive preparation going on. Machines getting polished, shined, set up, improved, tuned. Is really exciting. I have to say, the fun drive is really one of my favorite periods here at the station. And I am always happy to be part of it. And I know most of my listeners are too. I hope all of them, yeah. Did I tell you it was just after 10 o'clock, 10:03? Yeah. You can look at my post at wrir.org. You can see those entertaining videos there too. You can give me a call if you have something nice to say at 804-649-9737. And, right, it is flu season. And in the world of parodies, covers, and manipulations, there is a group from South Korea that I think is kind of modeling them somewhere between the Andrews Sisters and the Pussycat Dolls, and they're called the Wonder Girls, and they're a whole topic in and of and to themselves. They have really cute outfits. But they had a song called Nobody, and a guy, a Korean-American guy who seems to like to do funny parody songs, who goes by Mr. Brown, and he's got a theme song for the flu season, Wash Your Hands 2, in being done to the Wonder Girls Nobody. And I know all of you are going to get that joke. But anyway, it is pretty hilarious. So Mr. Brown's production with his swine flu song.
I don't want you to touch me, baby. You go toilet, now wash hand right.
When you wash your body, wash your hands too. When you wash your body, wash your hands too. You don't want to get swine flu or someone pass through you. You better wash your body, your body, your body.
H1N1 is calling for no fun. Be careful where you go, US or Mexico. If you have temperature, that means you got fever. Don't just stick the honey, this flu is not funny.
Maybe it's time to wear a mask.
Ooh,
maybe you have forgotten SARS. Whatever the weather, must bring thermometer. Stick it in your armpit or down there.
When you wash your body, wash your hands too. When you wash your body, wash your hands too. Though the level is yellow, don't be dirty fellow. You better wash your body, your body, your body. When you wash your body, wash your hands too. When you wash your body, wash your hands too. Must wash after poo-poo, or germs will stick to you. Wash more than your body, your body, your body.
I know you use finger, don't let the smell linger. I know you dig gold and wipe on some pole. Scratch your backside and think you can hide. Play your billow, take ice from my Milo.
Maybe it's time to be hygiene. Maybe you should be quarantined. Don't be a spreader, we stay clean together. You pick the kudos from each other's hair.
When you wash your body, wash your hands too. When you wash your body, wash your hands too. If you think you're infected, will blood all go orchard? Don't pass to somebody, somebody, somebody. Wash your body, wash your hands too.
Your body.
When you wash your body, wash your hands too. Must wash out the fungi, the wonder goes dent you. They don't want your body, your body, your body.
In the days when we only took a bath monthly. Now looking at you, I feel as sick as Kim Jong-il. Your breath smells like kimchi, you see. There's no vaccine, Eugene.
go wash your body, your body, your body. Wash your hands too.
All I know is that I gotta be afraid of something.
Ay, 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 Dios mío, what a loco week, huh? Give me a Corona and a shot of tequila. Oh, come on, amigo, you kidding me?
Hey, I saw Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman. I think I know when I'm supposed to get hysterical.
Then get a flu shot, muchacho.
Hey, don't worry about it. He was the same way a few years ago with monkeypox.
Monkeypox?
Hey, relax. There's vaccines now. Science and stuff. Banana daiquiri.
Remember SARS? What was that? That was crazy, huh? SARS.
A bird! Bird flu!
Hey, stop it! You're acting like a bunch of scaredy cats. All I know is that I gotta be afraid of something. The terrorists are slacking. Pirates? Well, I don't own a boat. Global warming isn't in the news anymore, so I'd just like to be afraid for a while without anyone laughing at me, okay? Okay, let's do it.
I don't need another flu shot. I had a flu shot last year.
A swine flu epidemic may be coming.
Swine flu shot? Well, I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
It could make you very sick.
Swine flu? Man, I'm too fast for that to catch me.
You'll want to be protected.
I'm the healthiest 55-year-old you ever seen. Hey, I play golf every weekend.
Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Joe brought it home from the office. He gave it to Betty and one of his kids and to Betty's mother. But Betty's mother went back to California the next day. On her way to the airport, she gave it to a cab driver, a ticket agent, and one of the charming stewardesses. At school, Joe's kid gave it to some other kids, and Mrs. Merrill got it and gave it to her husband. In California, Betty's mother gave it to her best friend, Dottie. But Dottie had a heart condition and she died. But before she died, Dottie gave it to her girlfriend, the mailman, the paper boy, and the vet when she went to pick up her chihuahua.
If a swine flu epidemic comes, this is how it could spread. You'll want to be protected, especially if you're elderly or chronically ill. Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
H1N1 swine flu infection. For intervention, I bring convention. Dr. Clark, here I come to make your head numb. Health hot, lesson one to stop the bedlam. If you think you infect, to seek attention. If you haven't, stay at home so you don't spread none. Use tissues when you sneeze, cause you can spread some. Cause coughed up germs is where it spreads from. I'm recommending washing hands for protection from impact. Real thorough while you count 20 seconds. And sanitizer, I advise you get it. Why? It makes germs die when you rub and let it dry. Don't touch your eyes, your mouth, your nose, your face. That's how you get infected, so you better play it safe. Long-term outcome, we'll see the income. Never sick again from the H1N1.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Clark. Before I wrote my lyrics, I went to flu.gov and got some great information. Log on to flu.gov and together we can stop the H1N1.
Over here in the pigsty, children, is our very own little Piggy Wiggy. And although he lives in mud, he really seems to love it.
I'm a piggy. I'm a piggy. I'm a piggy wiggy. That's me. I'm a piggy. I'm a piggy. I'm a piggy wiggy. I'm a piggy. I love my mud like any piggy. Wiggy would. The squishier, the squashier, the muckier, the yuckier, the more I love my mud.
He loves his mud.
I'm a piggy. I love my food like any piggy. My manners are rude. The squishier, the squashier, the muckier, the yuckier, the more I love my food. I'm a piggy, I'm a piggy, I'm a piggy wiggy. I'm a piggy, I'm a piggy, I'm a piggy wiggy. I'm a piggy, I love my smell like any piggy. I might as well. The squishier, the squashier, the muckier, the yuckier, the more I love my smell. I'm a piggy, I'm a piggy, I'm a piggy wiggy. I'm a piggy, I'm a piggy, I'm a piggy wiggy.
Well, are you really clear on how clean you need to be to stay healthy? That's it. Wash your hands, sing happy birthday. And when you're finished singing happy birthday, then you know your hands are adequately clean. Wash your whole body while you're at it. That was Peter's Farm with Pee Wee. Dr. Clark, who won the National Health Services or National PSA contest for his H1N1 wrap, and he is the medical director for the Long Island Railroad. So a man who has used wrapping to communicate a variety of health care concerns. So look for his other thoughtful songs in other places. We had a couple of PSAs from the 1970s warning you about the seriousness of the swine flu that ran through then and easily applied for now. And then just some general thoughts on panicking. So don't panic. Wash your hands. It's 10:14. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, where we do put our ear to the keyhole of culture and are always surprised by what we find there and tremendously delighted. I am P. Swan. I am your hostess, and I will be here until 11 o'clock, turning it over at that time to Mixtape. You can check our post. As I've mentioned, we do have some treats there for those who venture onto the website. And as another one of my favorite collections of music is songs about finance, and Cliff Baldwin, who came last week and was on the show and played those amazingly enjoyable selections for you, brought with him something from the 70s from a group of what I think is economic students called Red Shadow. And they so I've selected Understanding Marx for you, and it seems to explain it all. So here you go, Red Shadow, Understanding Marx, from the Economics Rock and Roll record album.
Understanding Marx will straighten out your head more than anything that you have read.
Freud's a fraud and Skinner's of no use.
Marx and Lenin, it will really turn you loose.
When I was in high school, I sat in the back row and I thought to myself, this is really funny. I just couldn't wait to get out and do something on my own. So I quit school and went out to look for a job. First I waited on tables, then I worked at Woolworths, and then I emptied bedpans in a hospital. But no matter where I worked, it was all the same. And I got so I just couldn't take it anymore. Well, one day I went home and I found my mom sitting there. She'd been fired by the phone company because they said she was too old. And I saw a book in her lap and I asked her what it was. She said, baby, that's Capital, Volume 1. You know, by Karl Marx. And I said, huh? And she said, that's right. Here, take a look. And I read that book. And now I've come to realize that as long as I have to sell my labor power to the boss, I work for his profit and not for myself or my fellow humankind.
Understanding Marx will straighten out your head more than anything that you have read.
You nice looking job, and it paid pretty good, you know? And I got myself a swimming pool, a wide track Pontiac, even a snowmobile, one of the Jap makes. But the more I spent, the more I'd end up owing, and I had to work overtime at the goddamn job. Well, I'm in the locker room one night after the shift, and the janitor comes in and he says, "Fellow worker, you look mighty unhappy." And I said, "Huh?" He said, "Read this." And he gives me a book. So I said, "What's this?" And he says, "It's State and Revolution. It's by Lenin." Well, I'm not a man who reads many books, but I read that book, and now I know that as long as you sell yourself, you cannot beat yourself, and you cannot snowmobile your way down the forest trail to inner peace.
Understanding marks will straighten out your head more than anything that you have read.
Toys are fraud and Skinner's of no use.
Read Marx and Lenin, it will really turn you loose.
I graduated magna cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa. And I thought I had a responsibility to help out people who didn't know how to help themselves. So I went into the Peace Corps, and I taught Nigerians how to fix cars and run hotels. Then I came back home and went to D.C. I doled out money for minority businesses. You know, black capitalism. Well, one day some congressman came to see one of my best projects. And I couldn't believe my eyes. The workers were on strike. So I said, "What's going on here?" And they said, "Prices are high, wages are low, and working conditions are terrible." And I said, "But you're working for one of your kind." And they answered, "He's not one of us. Here, read this." It was a little book called On the Correct Handling of Contradictions Among the People by Mao Zedong. I've read a lot of books. When I read that book, well, now I understand that the only way to bring about social change is to organize a united mass movement based on the class interests of the proletariat.
Understanding Marx will straighten out your head more than anything that you have read.
Toys are fraud and Skinner's of no use.
Read Marx and Lenin, it will really turn you loose. Understanding Marx will straighten out your head more than anything that you have read.
El cáncer del colon mata a casi 57,000 personas cada año y afecta a más hispanos que cualquier otro tipo de cáncer salvo el cáncer del seno. Pero a pesar de esto, más de la mitad de las personas mayores de los 50 años de edad no se someten a un examen de detección, aunque hay buena probabilidad de curar la enfermedad si se encuentra a tiempo. Por esta razón, un grupo de expertos en medicina preventiva, reunidos por la Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, recomienda a todo hombre y mujer mayor de 50 años que hablen con su médico lo más pronto posible para hacerse un chequeo de cáncer del colon. Karen Migdale, portavoz de la Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality.
Existen varios tipos de exámenes para ver si tiene cáncer del colon. Cada uno de ellos tiene sus ventajas y desventajas. Consulte con su médico para decidir cuál de ellos le conviene más.
El mejor regalo que usted le puede dar a su familia es el regalo de la vida. No deje para mañana lo que puede hacer hoy. Soy Peter Hill para la cadena de radio del consumidor.
Need more money, need more money. Our government in need more money. Hey, this ain't so. No, I'm not trying to be funny. Our government in need more money. Pass around the hat, we'll all put some in. Still won't save Congress from their sin. Need more money, need more money. Our government, it needs more money. I'd like to take you out, but I can't, honey. Cause our government, it needs more money. Hey, they were gonna reduce the budget, but instead they decided to double it. Need more money, need more money.
Our government needs more money. Maybe we should ask the Easter Bunny. Cause our government, it needs more money. Well, the new administration has a solution to help stop all of the pollution and to, you know, reduce the budget. Here's a fact. We need a gas guzzling tax. Needs more money. Needs more money. Our government, it needs more money. I'm not complaining about the economy, but our government, it needs more money. Well, I'll do my best, and you do what you can. Maybe the government will do something, but if it don't, or if it do, they'll still figure a way of taxing you. Needs more money, needs more money. Our government, it needs more money. You know, I ain't no dummy. Our government, it needs more money. Well, there's pretty soon they're going to have an election. There's a lot of good choices for tax collection. There's Republicans, Democrats, and those independent candidates. What once was said, the only good politician is one that's dead. Need more money, need more money. Our government, it needs more money. I just heard Dracula's running. Our government, it needs more money. Maybe we should vote for Abraham Lincoln. Cause our government, it needs more thinking.
Owning in a home was my American dream. Keep up with the Joneses, live beyond my means. Took out a subprime mortgage I could not afford. U.S. government to rescue me. I want to keep my home and my SUV. I'm changing my name to AIG.
AIG insured bad mortgages up on Wall Street. Taking too much risk, but the money was so sweet. When the losses got gigantic, it caused a frantic panic. And they got bailed out by the U.S. Treasury. So I'm changing my name to AIG. I want the U.S. government to rescue me. Oh, a fortune on my mansion and I'm gonna get it free.
Get their money back. No need to scream and shout. I got my big bailout. I hear my gravy train rolling down the track. Since I changed my name to AIG, I got the U.S. government to rescue me. Got a taxpayer bonus and a cruise for. Since I changed my name to AIG.
Hi, everybody. My name is Merle Hazard. I'm joined tonight by Mr. Bretton Wood, my partner. We have a song for you tonight called Inflation or Deflation. It was really well received at a concert we gave last year at the IMF.
As we go through this recession, as farther down we slip, will our central bank get traction soon, or will it lose its grip? It's a mini Great Depression. Our markets went berserk. The Fed is printing trillions now, but will their efforts work? Hey, inflation or deflation, tell me if you can. We become Zimbabwe, or will we be Japan? Credit markets came undone and still are in distress. Will the dollars in my mattress buy much more next year or less? It's a desperate situation when you're at the zero bound. If a tree falls in a forest, is it making any sound? New money makes inflation if folks who have it spend. But if it only sits there, then the misery will not end. Inflation or deflation, the choice is looking grim. I wonder what John Maynard Keynes would say if we asked him. Inflation or deflation, tell me if you can. We become Zimbabwe, or will we be Japan?
They gon' give me my money. They won't last long. Archer Max, but the same old greedy banker hacks. You take $1 million bonuses from my tax. Busting laws, breaking backs. AIG, you're dumb, said the man in the suit with his bonuses and his sack of loot. Same guys who caused this train to crash are the only people making any cash. See, and AIG, you're dumb. FDIC, my thumb shoved up your B of A. Free money in the USA. I got no place to stay. Crashed in my 401k. Now it's all gone away. Free money in the USA. Binding legal obligations in a broke and worthless paper nation. 165 million bonus. First banker to press that case may win in court, but one day will face an angry mob that he will meet coming through the gates of Easy Street. Saying, AIG, you're dumb. FDIC, my thumb shoved up your B of A. Free money in the USA. I got no place to stay. They stole my 401k. And throw them in jail, cause we're all too goddamn big to fail. With so many people out of work, I hear some wealthy banker jerks say they can't attract the brightest and the best. Not the ones who got us in this mess. Without hundreds of millions in retention pay, free money in the USA. Go down to the unemployment line. There's a lot of people who would do just fine to right this ship and fix your bank for a decent wage and a hearty thanks for some honest pay for an honest day. Fuck AIG, fuck B of A. AIG, you're dumb. FDIC, my thumb shoved up your B of A. Free money in the USA.
Every day you're exposed to millions of germs at school, work, stores, and other public places. With cold and flu season approaching, take steps to keep yourself and others healthy. When you cough or sneeze, cover it with a tissue or your elbow. Wash your hands frequently with soap and warm water. Wash for 20 seconds. If you don't have access to water, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. When you're sick, stay home so you can get better and keep others from getting sick too. Stop germs. Stay healthy. A message from King County and Public Health Seattle King County.
I wish the buck was still silver, and it was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work and still will it. It's the best of the free life behind us now. The good time's really over for good. I wish Coke was still cola and a joint was a bad place to be. It was back before Nixon
lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook and still would. It's the best of free life behind us now. The good time's really over for good. I'll be rolling down a hill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
All right.
The best of the free life behind us now. The good time's really over for good. Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Thank you, Whitman.
Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the Liberty Bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Oh, that was Merle Haggard with the Are the Good Times Really Over from a live session there. Paul Hipp before that, Free Money in the USA, Chris Kenner, the man who brought you A Land of Thousand Dances, singing They Took My Money, Merrill Hazard, and Bretton Woods, a topical finance singing duo, Inflation or Deflation, Irons in the Fire with I'm Changing My Name to AIG, Art Paul Schlosser, often with kids' songs, but needs more money. And we started out with The Red Shadow with Understanding Marks. I do assume that since we are educational radio, community-based, you are now smarter than when I started that set. It is 10:40. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, bringing you all the bubbly, cheesy goodness that we have to give you here at WRIR 97.3 FM. Richmond Indie Radio. I am Pete Swan, and I will be here for 20 more minutes and then turning you over to Mixtape Mixtape.
Are you ready for a festive party? Well, this is your invitation. On Friday, October 23rd at New York Deli, WRIR will host the Monster Masquerade. WRIR DJs will spin all night long, including Jesse Split and Joanna O, Paul G, Lightning's Girl, and Michael Murphy. Plus, there'll be live performances by Cub Scout and the Rhinoceros. And Cold Toast. This is the kickoff event for RBA Magazine's Halloween. It's just a $5 to $10 donation to get in. And you can win prizes for best mask and best costume. It's WRIR's Monster Masquerade, Friday, October 23rd at New York Deli in Carytown to benefit WRIR Richmond Independent Radio. Don't forget your mask.
Oh, we love celebrating Halloween, and I'll be there. You know it. I think I'll come as Peace One. We're reaching in the grab bag now, and we're going to take you through with just a whole variety of things. We're going to start with a Morphine song that was set to the lyrics of Ernie Brookings from the Duplex Planet, Mail.
Mail. Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers, delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive a little later. Trucks, outdoor boxes, and farms to assigned destination. There is no alarm, no accurate devastation. Planes, United States from Canada to Mexico, destination as stated. Fuel gas from Texaco, scheduled as noted. Train to outer stations where mailbags deploy. The crew is allowed rations. Nothing is destroyed. Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane. Sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers deliver to home in person. Letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive a little later.
You want New Amsterdam. The heat was on in the New World as well. Catholic man want us straight to hell. Chase us down, try to hide in Brazil. But them hooded freaks, they just want to kill. Resurrected, kick you in the head. Side to side, back and forth. The sound is dirty like a pound of pork. By the way, the God you pray to is a brown Jew, is a brown Jew. I'm joking, what the hell am I smoking? Jews and Spanish, you think that we're token, but you don't wanna believe me. Christ to death, what would you choose? If the marriage of the sword, you got nothing to lose. Well, here's some words that'll hit you with a thud. Men's Latinos, they got Jewish blood.
junior partner. Hey, little one, take a place at Agadulia. It's a lit box night to hool ya. All together, new all zo, dozy do, dozy schmo, labor different, grab a single, now's the time to grab a flegel.
Day of the year, Dudley Pippin came to live in the city. He said to his mother,
"Nobody knows me here. I don't have a friend. I'll have to tell everybody about myself."
In a little while, Dudley saw the girl next door.
"Hi, my name is Dudley Pippin. I live in the yellow house next door. My father's name is Mr. Pippin and my mother's name is Mrs. Pippin. I have a lot of other relatives, and they all have names, too. My mother has a saxophone, but two keys are broken, and once I fell on my head, and I had, if you look, three stitches right here."
"Wow."
"And my father cut his nose this morning while he was shaving. He says that our name is in the telephone book, and that means that our name is all over the city in every place that has a telephone. And I was in an airplane once, and I have a finger painting set, a red bicycle that used to be my father's, and a ball of tinfoil 5 inches across."
"Wow. My name is Naomi. Do you have a friend?"
"No. We just moved here. I don't have a friend."
"I don't have a friend. And Irving Gland across the street doesn't have a friend either. We play together because neither of us has a friend."
"Let's have a club. Only people who don't have a friend can belong."
"We'll call it the No Friends Club."
"Okay."
You probably recognize that voice, Marlo Thomas and Buddy Morris, from a multi-part story, Dudley Pippin and his No Friends Club. Was that installment before that Don Byron Litvak Square Dance, Litvak being Lithuanian, Hip Hop Hoodios with 1492 and Morphine with Mail. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, cramming it in as much delights as I can before I turn it over to Ricky at 11 o'clock. We are going to keep rolling here with Bill Frisell and Robin Holcomb with The End of the World.
You don't
can't, no, I can't understand how life goes on the way it does. Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said goodbye.
Doesn't sound like it comes from death row. With a violent person, that voice just won't go. Another man has confessed, but that's no help at all. For there on death row stands Abu Jamal. Now that voice, how it's so dignified. That calm speaking voice has conviction and pride. And the charges against him make no sense at all once you hear the proud voice of Abu Jamal. So join Nelson Mandela and Susan Sarandon. Join Harry Belafonte as the list goes on and on. And protest with a letter or maybe a phone call. For there on death row stands Abu Jamal.
Jonathan Richmond laying out there his case for Abu Jamal, someone likely to two people, Abu Jamal and Jonathan Richmond, who are quite common here on WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond, VA, Richmond Independent Radio. I am P. Swan, leaving you in the able hands of mixtape with DJ Ricky. It's 10:59, and I'm going to finish up with Eartha Kitt, Monotonous. Have a great week.
Everyone gets into a dull routine if they don't get a chance to change the scene. I could not be wearier, life could not be drearier, if I lived in Siberia. I'll tell ya what I mean. I met a rather amusing fool while on my way to Istanbul. He bought me the Black Sea for my swimming pool. Monotonous for 30 days. Salt air I sniffed while I was shipwrecked and cast adrift with a man who looked like Montgomery Clift. Monotonous for what it's worth. Throughout the earth, I'm known as Femme Fatale. But when the yawn comes up like thunder, brother, take back your Taj Mahal. Jack Fath made a new style for me. I even made Johnny Ray smile for me. A camel once walked a mile for me. Monotonous. Monotonous. I could not be wearier. Life could not be drearier. If I lived in Siberia. Traffic has been known to stop for me. Prices even rise and drop for me. Harry S. Truman plays bop for me. Monotonous. Monotonous. T.S. Eliot writes books for me. King Farouk's on tenter hooks for me. Sherman Billingsley even cooks for me. Monotonous. Monotonous. I could not be wearier. Life could not be drearier. If I lived in Siberia. Though I know I've acres of dough, I'm not sure of the amount. It might be exciting someday if I learn to count. Chiang Kai-shek sends me pots of tea. Gaylord Houser sends me vitamin D. And furthermore, Ike likes me. Monotonous. Monotonous. Monotonous.